Hello, and welcome to the Travel Tales Podcast. I am your host, Paul Thomas. This is episode number 15. In this episode, Wally and Jim leave Montreal and head south towards New Orleans. November 1st, 1946. Today is cold but clear. At 7:30 a.m., we bought a 1929 Chandler at a filling station for $125, plus 1 quart of oil for 30 cents. The transfer fee was $1. We christened the car, calling it Methuselah. Then we returned home, shaved, had breakfast, and were headed for New Orleans by 10:15 a.m. with $115 to our names. The spare tire is shot, as is the left front tire. The clutch squeals. The front fenders and lights rattle. The speedometer and windshield wiper don't work. The left front and right rear windows are missing. There is no emergency brake. There is no tire pump, crank, or tire patching kit. We have a jack, but it has no handle. Things loosely dangle all over the place. For example, the horn, broken grease lines, etc. The ceiling lamp doesn't work. To start the engine, I have to get out and lift the hood, etc. But the interior upholstering is good, and the roof doesn't leak. All this happened after we got up at 5:30 a.m. to find an American ship at jetty number 2 had left before we got there. Less than 20 minutes from Montreal, the left front tire blew. We patched 3 holes with a farmer's pump and tire patch. We tipped the farmer 50 cents. At a garage, we got a gasket made for the leaking oil pan, friction tape, and tire patching kit, plus 6 quarts of oil for $5.76. We drove until 12:30 a.m., then slept a cold night in the car for 4 hours. I was in the back. We are paying 5% exchange on our Canadian money, which we wouldn't have done had we exchanged it for U.S. dollars at the border. November 2nd. I drove until we broke a connecting rod. We had it replaced at Pulaski, New York, after I traveled to 3 wrecking places in Brewerton, Syracuse, and East Syracuse. Finally, I found one for $2. We bought a tire pump for 95 cents. I hitchhiked to Syracuse, bussed back for 92 cents. Jim bought bread, peanut butter, oranges, and cheese for $1.56. I got very wet, and I am very tired. Yesterday we had no trouble crossing the American border, even less crossing the Canadian border. The Canadian official asked us if we had over $150 each, and we said we didn't. We paid $10 duty on Methuselah so we can legally sell it in the U.S. The United States has inflation, but good. Butter is 85 cents per pound. We got sliced bread for the first time since leaving Vancouver. Bread is 14 cents per loaf. A black man offered me $3 for my Mido watch while I was waiting for the Greyhound bus, then raised it to $4 and then to $5, but I didn't sell. Butter is rationed here, but you can't get it. Sugar is rationed. The Canadian border man didn't ask us for our ration books. We still have them. When we were driving this morning, I wore, to keep warm, 2 pairs of pants, shirt, windbreaker, suit coat, and the latest gift from home, my green, warm, shark-skin jacket, and my ground sheet. After we got the connecting rod changed, we found our oil pump and discovered there is no oil pressure. So now we drove about 3 to 4 miles, then stopped to let the engine cool off. Our pressure returns a little after 30 minutes of cooling. We thought the oil pump was in the crankcase. Jim took off 24 bolts and the pan to find it wasn't, so he put them all back. The General Motors bill was $6, and so into the morning. We were priming the pump for a while, borrowing a screwdriver each time, but we gave that up. The battery voltage is dropping down. We left Pulaski, New York at 8 p.m. November 3rd, we stopped at a garage to see if we could get our oil pressure up. The mechanic couldn't after taking the pump off. Methuselah burns oil terrifically, and all tires shimmy but the left front tire. The bill for the mechanic was $2. We continued on our way. Meals consist of bread at 14 cents per loaf, bulk cheese, oranges at 35 cents per dozen for big ones, and peanut butter. In Elmira, we bought 1 peck, about 2 gallons volume, of apples for 75 cents. On the other side of town, we had our second flat tire, the right front, which cost us 1 hour only. We drove off and on all night, with one person driving and the other sleeping. We crossed into the state of Pennsylvania at about 9 p.m. We only drive for 25 minutes at a time, then lift the hood and let Methuselah cool down for 5 minutes. November the 4th, we climbed to 2,400 feet altitude. At a roadside spring, we washed and shaved. It was ice cold. Our route went from Montreal to Trout River, where we crossed at the border, then to Malone in New York, Potsdam, Canton, Watertown, Pulaski, which is about 220 miles from Montreal, Syracuse, Cortland, Ithaca, Elmira, Mansfield, then going west to Coudersport and Kane. The left front tire is very bad. For breakfast, we had 3 apples, 1 orange, 2 slices of bread, 1 cut of cheese, and peanut butter. Jim is smoking cigarettes now to help him stay awake while driving. The weather is still cool. Butter is 99 cents per pound. We heard a quote from a filling station attendant. Looks like snow. Gas is 20 cents per gallon, tax included. Number 50 oil is 25 cents per quart. We left Highway No. 6 at Kane and went south on Highway 219, which is now Route 66. In Kane, we bought 2 6-ply tires with tubes for a total of $10, since they didn't have any of the proper size. We are still looking fruitlessly for a spare connecting rod. Milk here is in Pennsylvania is 25 cents per quart. Bread is 18 cents for a 16-ounce loaf. There's no jams, marmalades, jellies, or honey in the stores, only peanut butter. I bought 1 loaf of bread, 1 jar of baked beans, costing 16 cents for a 17-ounce tin, 1 jar of spaghetti and tomato sauce costing 16 cents for 15.5 ounce. In the evening, the right front tire, then the left front tire went flat. We patched the right one and put a new tire on the left. It was very cold. We drove almost all night. One passing car driver said to me, "If you don't know how to drive the hack, get out and leave it." November 5th, I almost hit a streetcar, then an auto. After I had held up traffic, a cop said to me in Pittsburgh, "You better wake up." And me without a driver's license. A dealer refused unconditionally to buy our ride over the phone. From Kane, we headed south to Dubois, then Blacklick and Greensburg, and west again to Pittsburgh, which made us 682 miles from Montreal. Medium eggs here are 61 cents a dozen. Red is 14 cents for a 14-ounce loaf. Florida oranges, 29 cents a dozen, and apples are 13 to 19 cents per pound. We took turns trying to sell our ride to dealers in Pittsburgh. There was only one offer of $40. We were asking $100 to $250. We spent hours in Pittsburgh looking for the YMCA. We planned to room there a couple of days and then sell Methuselah until we found we could get no room. So we left Pittsburgh at 3:30 p.m. and we drove all night. November the 6th. Today we passed through Sutton, West Virginia. We took snaps of each other last night. Heavy frost. I had a tummy ache for a while early this morning. These notes were made atop of Powell's Mountain at 2,232 feet elevation, which is about 880 miles from Montreal. The bees are out. Maybe we're getting south. It got really warm today. While we were waiting for Methuselah's engine to cool, we found a couple of marbles, enough to play a game of marbles atop Powell's Mountain. On the way down the mountain, we had a complete bath and shave in Hawk's Nest Creek beside the highway. We bought a 28-ounce jar of apple butter for 49 cents and a meat spread for 25 cents. It sure cools off in a hurry here when the sun gets behind the horizon. We have entered the land of the drawl. A gas station man refused our Canadian $10 bill today, even with 5% exchange. We spent the night in Tazewell, where we ran out of gas at 3 a.m., 1,050 miles from Montreal. We noticed that it was much warmer.